When it comes to napping in the workplace, organizations usually have one of these three policies. One, if employees are caught napping, they are at the very least disciplined and at the worst, terminated. In spite of this policy, both managers and employees are well aware of the places they can go to get an undisturbed nap. Two, napping is nominally sanctioned, or at least not subject to discipline. Employees can put their heads down or feet up on their desks whenever they need to. This may not be the most comfortable option, but frankly, any rest is better than none at all. And finally, we have that ever-increasing number of workplaces where napping is an accepted and encouraged practice, understood to promote productivity or seen as a perk for employee retention. These workplaces may also invest in elaborate napping rooms. What is the napping policy in your workplace? Is it serving the needs of the employees and the organization, or is it time to consider other options that would increase productivity and safety? Do you know someone who needs to hear this message? Please share it or submit a review so that I can help others sleep better, feel better, and work better.